It's really nervous. It's like he's going into an operation.
We're going live.
Really? I just lagged, so I need to join the server.
Well, it's basically starting now.
They're going to make...
They are rocket jumping, some of them, and sticky jumping, another one.
We can see why Torden doesn't do this.
They're going to mid, so nothing new yet. Both demos are about the same on the middle.
Yeah, I'm here now, so I can take over if that's okay. Yeah, we are at mid. FB are on the back foot. Looper goes down, but G-Muck, that soldier
Cube.
That's Cube, yeah. Thank you for that. Does manage to do some good work. So three down for FB. They've fallen out. Just lose one soldier IDK. And Scout Richard Alpert, that's JH, goes down. So let me just do a quick roster rundown. For FB, we've got X-Fane and Leon as soldiers. Looper as demo. Mirrolin as medic. And Fishu and Ari, the Arrogant Atheist, as scouts. For IDK, we've got Jambalaya, which is Shintaz. Richard Alpert, which is JH. They're the scout combo. G-Muck and Y, they're the soldiers. Extremer, of course, the demo man, and F2, the medic. And we join them now. IDK have won that mid, the first mid, all important, and they're sitting out on the left-hand side with Extremer. Soldiers are just joining them, and we've just got a solid defence at the moment. FB got their Uber, just holding. Jimmy.
Yeah, I've got to say, on that middle, Cube just took what you wanted. Just one move, executed it perfectly, took Looper straight down. Middle over, too easy, way too easy for IDK.
Yep. No, FB are going to need to perhaps up their game. They need to wipe off those weary eyes and play hard, because they've got it all to play for, you know, nothing to lose. So we've got IDK moving in on the right-hand side as you look at the point from point one, and they lose Leon, important kill there. Ubers are triggered. IDK moving in with Extremer. He's triggered the counter Uber, and they're falling out on that right-hand side, staying alive nicely. IDK haven't lost anyone. A couple of players low, they're getting healed up now. And Leon's still down, just spawning now, and the Uber's popped. Both teams being very, very cautious, not wanting to lose anybody at this early stage. IDK are in the small door area, the Z connector, just Extremer trying to put some stickies down, but Leon Looper is more than aware of where he is. And so IDK just trying to play it cautious, get some good tactical positions. Jimmy, do you have something to say there?
Yeah, just saying, FB got to be so careful here, because they seem to have Medic and everyone in the garage as free as they want. I don't know why they're conceding it so easily.
Yeah,
they're pulling back now.
It might just be too hard to retake it now, although IDK are pulling out fairly regularly. They do have a very small Uber advantage. Mirrolin there giving the fake call, saying that he does have Uber. I can say that happily, knowing that they can't hear us. So IDK just waiting. They're starting to push in now, moving in. Going to trigger Uber very soon. Soldier's rocket jumped up to the top, going to get some height advantage. Interesting move. And the Uber's triggered. Good spam there from Looper. And FB still haven't Ubered yet. Leon does go down from a soldier up top. And IDK pushing out. No, sorry, FB pushing out now with that Uber. They didn't get it forced.
F2
goes down. Really, really important kill. There is a scout behind. He's going to get cleaned up, surely. And a soldier there going in on the medic. He does take down Mirrolin. Really nice work from Cube there, making up for that loss of F2. And IDK with four down. FB with only two. So this should be an IDK having to fall back here. But FB are being quite slow about this pushback. Just taking their time, and it's allowed Extremer to get some stickies up in the little barrel there just by that garage room door. So if they do try and push in, FB are going to have a slightly hard time. Jimmy?
Yeah, FB should seriously move up while they can, because they're down on Uber's percentage by about 20% at least, so they've got to hold this yard now and try and force it here rather than wait until CP2.
Yeah, for sure. IDK have moved into that ramp room area, just trying to do some spam. There's a soldier nearly got caught there, but he's being healed now, and spam going into that door area just to try and force the teams out. As Jimmy said, IDK do have a slightly small Uber advantage, but they're going to need to do better this time at killing Mirrolin if they want to retain some kind of advantage. They've Ubered. Uber's in the garage, and Looper guy down there. Important kill there, and there's one scout
Leon
on the side. He needs to go down pretty quickly. Fishu does go down indeed, and Mirrolin didn't get killed, so he's now got the Uber. Wife getting picked off by Leon, and the Uber's triggered, so we can see IDK pushing back here, and FB pushing. They've used that Uber reasonably well. There's a soldier trapped on the left-hand side. He's going to get taken down. That's Cube down, and there's one scout, Shintaz, having to fall back, so IDK with one man down, trying to defend this. Extremer's again got stickies up in that log position. Hopefully he might try and catch some people out, but FB are just regrouping. The Ubers are pretty much exactly the same, and they're holding this left-hand yard. It's pretty exciting, but both teams being fairly conservative, would you say? Torden, your thoughts so far on perhaps FB not taking the most of their Uber advantage when they've had it?
FB sort of got forced there. I think RDK are definitely the ones that's leading, staring the game right now with getting the middle first, but they're not utilizing it very well at the moment. They tend to seem very, very insecure and pushing in and dropping out as soon as they see the sign of any danger.
Yeah, that's a big loss there. In a quite interesting move, IDK Ubered, but Extreme got took down, but the rest of the IDK heavies have moved in round behind the point while FB were looking to go to a middle, and FB have been forced to fall back. They're now fighting on that second point. IDK in a bit of a mess here. They're having to fall out on that right-hand side as you look from CP2 to CP3, and FB are just poking their heads out the door trying to see where IDK are. They're falling back now into that ramp room area, regrouping and rehealing. They've got one player down. I think it's a scout, I think. It's JH who's down, and Extreme are just laying the stickies down in that garage room area. They have got a soldier on that right-hand side. He's going to go down. Cube there being a bit careless, not what IDK want, really. They have got Uber, though, so they can defend. And FB just going to build their Uber up now. Looper getting some heals and going to push in now when they're ready. Be interesting to see which way they try and go, of course.
Yeah, I'd love to see FB go right here. I mean, you've got a soldier down, he hasn't respawned yet. You know, let's make something happen. Just go for it.
They definitely don't want to be on the back foot like this for the rest of the game, because inevitably something bad's going to happen.
Yeah, and they're not going to win with Fisher on 0 points 7 minutes in, so, you know, go take the game to them.
Exactly, for sure. Cube has respawned now, though. He is back. He's sitting up on top of that crate, so he's got the aerial advantage. And it seems both teams are fairly happy at the moment to just wait it out, wait for the first team to push, make a mistake. And obviously, discipline at this level, when there's so much at stake, is obviously a valuable part of the game. Something that, as Byte would say, is a good example of experience. So there's my little shout-out to him.
I think in these scenarios, generally the team that takes an initiative here will win.
Well, having said that, IDK have Ubered in on that left-hand side. No counter Uber as of yet. Mirrolin does it now. Nicely just saves X-Fane from nearly going to his death. And F2 is running in unscathed in the ramp room. IDK on the back foot. FB are quite dominant here if they can make it count. Extreme is very low. Needs to be finished off. And does do, and that's a scout down and Extrema down, the demo man. So FB having the upper hand. Fisher and Looper quite low, and Dari, so they need to get heals, but they have got a capture point present. There is, however, a back cap going on, and there's a soldier blocking this, and they've had to fall out. It's going to be interesting to see if they can get that block, and somehow F2, a soldier, why that was, and a scout all managed to get behind IDK, FB, sorry. They're not going to be happy, and there's a scout on the final point. Shintaz almost gets Leon. Leon on 6 HP there. Really, really close. If Shintaz would have got that, he would have been talking about it forever. So the benefits of everyone who knows him and his ego. It's probably quite good that he didn't. I'm just kidding, of course. And FB managed to survive by the skin of their teeth. And F2, having only just spawned from that back cap attempt, is now on 7% Uber. Extreme is coming on middle now, putting some stickies up. But FB really, really need to push here now. They have got the Uber advantage. They've got all their heavies, and they are doing so. So we've got some movement in the ramp room now, the blue ramp room. The soldiers are coming in. Stickies haven't blown, so they've got in without having to use Uber. Nice work. Mirrolin is half, but he's waited to use Uber yet. And the IDK, the FB soldiers are in. They're forcing the IDK players back into the ramp room. Extrema goes down in the process, so not ideal. He's probably their best soldier.
X-Fane,
sorry, yeah. Big difference there. Looper goes down as well. So two heavies down for for FB, and they haven't popped their Uber yet, so they're going to need to be careful. The scouts now from IDK are putting some pressure on, and they're forcing FB to fall out. So it's really the ill discipline of Looper and X-Fane there, costing FB the round for the first time where they were actually looking to be in some kind of controlling position. And IDK not wasting time here. They're already in. F2 has Uber. He's going to use it any second now. There's some good concerted spam, and he does use it. Mirrolin counter Ubers, and he's just with a soldier, and two soldiers, so he doesn't need to multi too much, whilst F2's having to multi Uber between all his heavies. He's done a really good job keeping them alive, and they've moved into that right-hand yard as you look to middle. FB instead holding the left-hand yard, don't quite seem to know where IDK are. They're putting some pressure on them now, and IDK are in fact trapped. Cube goes down, some nice work from Looper, sticky work there, and FB are moving in behind them now. IDK are really, really trapped, and F2 goes down there from some rockets from X-Fane. Y goes down as well, trying to get that kill on Miralyn and make a difference. There is a back cap though, an extremer here. Could we see a clutch? He does manage to get one kill, but doesn't manage to take the point. So it's an FB push here, and already Miralyn is on 72% Uber, make that 73. So we're going to see this point go down. At least it should do.
Pay attention to the scouts there, Synthas, trying to go for the back cap.
As you said, I just spotted that scout going in for the back cap. Synthas trying to be clever, but Fishu, all senses activated, and he manages to spy him and shut him down. IDK trying to put some pressure in this left ramp room, and FB really, really need to just get the cap on this point, because there's two IDK players who got quite long spawns, but if they don't hurry up, they're going to get that forward spawn, which is obviously crucial. Synthas being one of them, and he could hide in there. The IDK just wisely falling back now. Don't lose anyone out of that ramp room, and FB take the point, but I think Synthas did spawn, so he could perhaps try and do something clever if he wanted to. I'm just going to go and fly and check that. And no, he's not sitting in there, so no ninja action as of yet. And now FB moving in through that left ramp room, again choosing to go down that left-hand side. We haven't seen too many teams push, well either of these teams push into the right-hand side here yet, so perhaps trying to do things a bit differently, make their opponents a bit unsure of what's going on, but they are now switching to the more commonly used right-hand route as you look towards the first point. And they're moving in now, Sticky's blown. And FB still haven't used Uber. Miralyn doing a really nice job holding off. He does use Uber there now, and F2's countered back. There's a scout battle going on the left, and Fishy goes down in the process, and Leon. So IDK with the upper hand here. They'll be looking to push out now and try and get some more frags. Ari's very, very low. He does manage to kill F2, though. That's a massive kill. Really, really important. Torden, were you watching that there?
Yeah, I was watching that. Very well played by Ari. The heavies for IDK were too focused on trying to snag the other medic, and the Extremer even failed by launching Miralyn off into a safe zone.
Oh well, he's got his bad luck out of the way now, maybe. Maybe we might see some excellent pipe work as we usually expect. Jimmy?
That was some nice play from FB. I mean, when you think about when they were on defense, IDK had multiple times where they kind of behind them and like on their flanks, even when the time they broke that yard stalemate, it was a nice play where they shot the Uber through one door and the rest of the team hard left. So nice to see FB respond positively and not fall apart. And it was lucky that Synthas didn't get that last cap, but good stuff all around.
Yeah, definitely. IDK showing their experience in falling out, and they are building Uber here, but FB showing that they can turn this game around. Uber's just been popped, sorry, by Miralyn. He's moved in. Cube goes down. There is a soldier up top trying to put some pressure on, but he's going to fall back wisely. This cap is going to go to FB. Really nice work. But F2 wasn't forced to his Uber, so
that's nice.
As I speak, Leon does an absolutely amazing job. F2, if you haven't seen, was on about 85% Uber, and he would have been primed to push straight back into that FB cap. So Leon coming up huge there. Really, really good job. And
exactly what Byte was talking about. He's going to do the dirty work getting those suicide kills, and paid off there.
Yep, as I jokingly said, he's the Darn for FB. If you haven't watched much of Digging Task, that is a huge part of Darn's gameplay. Just going in aggressive, doing some major damage, and causing the medic to die. And now we see the tide's turned. F2's spawned. He's on 20% Uber. Synthas has gone sniper, so watch Synthas there. But Miralyn's got Uber. Synthas might look for the pick here. It'd be amazing if he can get it, but he can't. Miralyn Ubers early just to be secure. And FB here pushing in hard. They've got soldiers going aggressive. There is a scout on Looper, but Leon goes down. Soldier and scout go down for IDK. They're three men alive. Make that one. And from a fantastic pushback all the way from holding their second, FB come first forward and take the first round. Really nice work there, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's always great when you've got a long run like that to come away with the win on your first CP5 attempt. You know, you just kind of waltz through it and make it happen. So that they should be riding high right now, just execute properly on mid and take full advantage.
And as Fishu said, or I think it might have been Ari said, you know, that round took best part of 15 minutes, just under 15 minutes. So really, really big that they managed to turn that around, because it would have been great if they didn't. Anyway, both demos fighting. No deaths as of yet. Extremer is in the left-hand side. Cube goes down, though. And so Fishu gets a kill on Synthas. But then we see Fishu and Leon go down. So it's two down apiece. Uber's F2 is slightly further ahead by about 10%. But Extremer getting that kill on X-Fane, really important. And it's going to turn the tide of the battle. FB being forced to retreat. lead, and IDK scout doing some extra bit of damage on I think it was Ari, forcing him to retreat, and FB are going to hold this left hand yard now with Looper. They've got Uber, so they can try and slow down this IDK push, but IDK aren't wasting any time. They're moving straight in through that left yard as you look towards CP2 from middle. And they're going straight in, I think. Uber's popped and Extreme is in. Mirrorlink counter Uber's. Nice work there. And Looper trying to get some stickies in behind the medic and the Demoman as they try and leave. Doesn't manage to pick up a kill, though. And there is a back cap going on for FB, so it's going to be really nice. They're going to pull IDK back. F2 is indeed running back, and there's a lone soldier there. Y, trapped. He's on 109 health, switching to left-hand yard, and he's rocket jumping back. Extreme does manage to pick up that kill on Fishu, who was back capping. But a lot of IDK players really, really weak here. They need to get some heals. And Mirrorlink is down. Didn't see that kill go. So, of course, FB having to fall back and use those health packs at second spawn. They can't hold this yard, and if they do, they'd be foolish to try, because IDK with medic up and 55% Uber are going to walk straight in. They're into this left-hand yard now, no problems. Of course, FB having to fall back, and Merlin is there now, so he's healing up. But IDK are already in a very dangerous position. FB are playing very, very far back. Can't see any ninja stickies from Looper.
Streamer down.
But he does manage to get a kill on Extreme. Really nice there, because Extreme obviously being the talisman for the IDK attack. But IDK are pushing on anyway. They've used Uber. The cap is going down too. Y manages to get a nice kill on Ari. And Leon goes down. So that's a soldier scout down and two others down as well. So it's just the medic and Fishu. Mirrorlink goes down and it's all up to Fishu. But IDK have done a really nice job there. And I didn't see how Mirrorlink died, but whoever managed to kill him, that was a really, really vital piece of work, because it's brought the scores back up to one apiece.
Nice play again there, and FB have to deal with Cube on middle, because in that last middle he didn't even get a kill. He just kind of jumped in and got himself dead, but it was still was enough to take the attention away from the control point, and they won it again despite FB having a man up.
Yep, and Loop is here quite a bit earlier than Extreme. Extreme choosing to go up through that ramp room on the other side, put some stickies on the top, so perhaps trying to see a different attacking style. But Cube goes straight down. IDK are electing to push from the other side of middle. Both teams coming through the ramp room this time. Leon goes down for some pistol work there from JH, and Y getting killed in return. So it's two down a piece here. F2's very nearly got Uber. Mirrorlink already has it, so it's just a case of who goes aggressive first. Are we trying to get that kill in the ramp room? But he goes down in the process, and FB seem to have got his point just by being more aggressive first. Oh. But F2 goes down. Really, really nice pipe from Looper there. Massive kill, and Extreme, expecting to get Ubered, launches himself onto that FB point, trying to block it and save IDK, but just gets killed because obviously he wasn't Ubered. And so FB already rolling on. And there's a soldier and two soldiers there trying to slow up the FB attack. But it's already the first point going down there, and Looper saving FB. And Scout coming in here, trying to do some damage on that second point. Manages to get out alive, doing enough damage for Extreme to clean up two frags there. Looper and in X-Fane going down. And is it me or is the Servant?
That's a boss. That's a boss. That probably means that FB got the round, considering the 90-second delay.
It would suggest...
Look, to use the opportunity to point out some of the problems in IDK's attack right now. They are being... I think they're being way too hesitant. They have definitely the players to DM FB better than they're doing. They're being very, very cautious, and they almost got punished for it last round, where they... luckily enough got a kill on Merlin and got to push in again, but overall, as you saw in middle there, the medic and demo and scouts just went to hide in the ramp room and letting FB get superiority on the cap.
Yeah, often in a case with these middles again in a top level play, it's really who manages to go aggressive first and stay alive. If you get capping power on that point, it can encourage the other teams to fall back, especially being so experienced. They know that it's not going to be easy to push in to a well teamworked defense in those choke point areas on Granary. So that aggression pays off. And of course, now we see the scores at one apiece. We will probably have about 12 minutes left when we come back. I've just been looking at the frags on the server. X-Fane leading on 16, Y with 13, Extreme on 12, and Looper on 11. So those are the four top scorers. So it's two apiece from both teams. The Scouts both having all having fairly quiet games at the bottom. Ari, Shintaz, JH, all fairly low down, and I think the drop must have come from Fishy, because I can't see him on the server.
Dave, maybe get an update on TCM versus TLR.
A great point to make. Of course, Barbel, our roving reporter on the other Source TV. Barbel, are you there?
Indeed. At the moment, TCM is 2-0 up, and they're fighting mid again. But it looks like TCM will take midpoint again. So
what
far,
map
there's
is it,
been.
Sorry?
It's right.
Sure.
So, yeah, TCM just took middle point again, so it looks like they'll roll straight to second and get that one for free. So, 2-0 up for TCM.
How have they been playing? Are they looking fairly dominant, or...?
Yeah, indeed. Well, so far there's been 2 drops, I think. Like, Ronnie, the medic of TLR, timed out on the defense on last one, so they lost straight away.
That's very unfortunate.
And someone else, yeah.
Who's
but
playing,
so far, it looks like TCM is just taking this with ease. There's no real fight.
Is there anyone shining there?
At the moment, Xerox is leading, as usual. And on the TRL side, it's Thai with the most points at the moment, but he can't do much. They just get picked off one by one, usually, and then they roll in all the time, the TCM guys.
Yeah, sorry. Jimmy.
I was just going to say, going back to this game, looks like we've gone live again.
Yep. We've got the customarily moving floor bug sort of thing where players' feet don't move, so enjoy that moonwalking while you can, because it will go in a couple of seconds. We join back, and Looper and X-Fane were down, and IDK are pushing onto this point, so they are going to get control of this FB and being forced to fall back. Looper is on 96% Uber, charging quite quickly. I wonder if you could just check if that's crits or not, one of my co-hosts, and IDK getting this point, and FB just holding outside now.
That's
although,
normal.
Having said that,
normal.
Normal. Thank you very much, Jordan. They are pushing in. Both Ubers triggered, sorry. There we go. And Shintaz and Cube go down. Looper goes down as well. And IDK have got the back cap going on. And they've managed somehow to work their way through. IDK went through that left-hand door as you look towards mid. Managed to come behind and get into that cap. And now we see 1v1 for those scouts. It's JH who's getting some heals. Not getting heals. Versus Ari, who is getting heals. And Ari, of course, coming out on the top there with the heal advantage. And FB almost caught off guard there as they pushed through that ramp room. Came left, and IDK with some nice quick thinking went right back to their second point, FB's second point, knowing that, of course, it will cap faster. And if it wasn't for FB being very alert, they would have lost that point. And would have been very, very interesting, but it was Fishy that dropped, so hopefully he'll be back soon.
Looks like they did a mid-round pass then.
Yeah.
Be 1-1.
Yeah.
And, it's interesting, FB, that that's the second time they pulled that on FB, going around them with the heavy classes. They really need to sort out their game there on the choke points.
Yeah, definitely. Important point there, and Looper just getting some heals while Merlin has got the Uber. So both teams with the Uber. FB, of course, on the back foot slightly here. They're defending their yard whilst IDK looking somehow to get some kind of entry frag that they can push in and take advantage of. No luck yet though, and both teams just sort of squaring off at each other. Scouts trying to do some damage from up top in that ramp room for IDK, but no luck, and the stickies are being shot away. So it's all fairly stalematey at the moment. You can sort of tell that both teams are tense and don't want to make a mistake. And it's interesting to see that clearly IDK want to get these pushes right. Looks like we might see, just as I say that, they fall back. Cube trying to do some damage on the left-hand side, but not pushing yet. And this is where the cast gets a little boring. And considering we've just had a TCM update, I can't call for Barbel again. So we'll have to wait it out.
But
looks
it's,
like...
they're being, in my opinion, way too cautious. IDK,
yep.
They should send a soldier soaring to try and force something.
As you said it, Ari goes down some sticky work from Extreme, and they Uber in. Merlin has already fallen really far back, though, and he does come through
nice dodging.
Much, much later. Really nice dodging from that Latvian skills medic. And IFB do push. They try and get farther, but there was a backup going on, and Leon goes down having to try and retreat. IDK now pushing very, very quickly. JH goes down, some nice scout work from Fishy there after his drop, and IDK having to come on the back foot now. Can't really push him with two down, especially when one of them is a soldier, and Fishy goes down there, so scouts looking like FB are on the back foot again, and there's another scout battle going on up top, Ari versus what would be Shintaz, and so he's fallen out, I think, through the drop down, and FB just getting heals, same as IDK. Looper caught off guard there slightly as a soldier came in through the ramp room, and Shintaz getting that kill on Ari, as we were talking about before, and Extrema working his way in. Sticky's on the point, just edging on the cap. Mirrorlin's there. He has got his Uber now. FB's just a few percent away from it, and he's only with Extrema, so it'll be interesting to see if he does decide to push, considering how conservative IDK have been. Be unlikely, but as I speak, FB forced the Uber nicely, and Extrema forced to push. Y goes down, FD keeping that Uber on Extrema, and Fishy goes down as well, Extrema managing to get that kill. There's one soldier very, very low for IDK. Cube does manage to stay alive, and JH and Shintaz combining there to get that kill on Mirrorlin. Shintaz does go down though to Looper, but Looper goes down and return to Extrema, and IDK rolling onto this point. They're going to take this surely, unless Leon can clutch, but he can't. He does manage to get one kill, but it's not enough to manage to beat Extrema and JH. Jimmy.
That was an awful Uber from Merlin and Looper on CP2 there. They had absolutely nothing to do. F2 was juggling his. They just stood there and IDK, allowed IDK to surround them like sharks or whatever, and just destroyed them, ran over.
That's a shame. I think that was the first time as well where we really saw Shintaz and JH combining and doing quite a lot of damage. They got some of the picks that IDK have been desperately looking for, and it made all the difference. It just meant that Extrema could get straight in and do a load of damage. Extrema again electing to go off that top ramp, not get involved in the 4A at the bottom, but Mirrorlin has gone down, so has X-Fane, so has Leon, and this is a rout for IDK. They... Looper is on the fallback. He's on 72 HP, and I think a scout's going to chase him. The IDK aren't even bothering with a cap at the moment. They're frag hunting, and Looper is very, very low. 26 HP, 13 HP. Shintaz comes in again.
It's all
two
down,
kills,
yeah.
And that's all down, apart from Mirrorlin and X-Fane, who were, of course, the early kills. I'm just going to check who killed them, but it was
why?
Yeah, it was Y.
Why open that?
You can inform us.
Yeah, Y bust open the combo. He just jumped on top of them and wrecked Mirrorlin and X-Fane as well. It was nasty, nasty stuff. Grown-ass
yep.
men.
Well, as you say, grown-ass men, they're getting shown some stuff that they wouldn't want to see normally. And the Uber comes in from IDK. It's been massive. They've gotten to this point with because of those kills from Y. And they're trying to kill this Heavy. Heavy taking far too long to get down. And Ari gets a kill on some of those Heavies. But this has got to be IDK's soldier there, X-Fane, trying to make up. But that round was exactly what FB didn't want. Literally just got absolutely rolled and...
quite a lot.
Just 6 minutes, you'd say. And they have got it all to do, FB, if they want to try and upset the polls. I've just been informed by Viquin that TCM have gone 5-0, so I'm sure Barbara will give us an update at the next appropriate juncture. But we're back at mid now. Medicuba is very similar, and Extrema this time has come on bottom on the main floor to fight against Looper. We've got soldiers going up onto the crates as usual. Soldiers going more aggressive, I think, for IDK than FB. And Leon goes down, so IDK... well, as I say that, IDK are now on the back foot. Combination of sticky work there from Looper and soldier work from Extreme... X-Fane, sorry. And they get the kills. And Extrema and JH going down there make some really, really nice work for FB. But if you didn't spot it, Shintaz with some vital work there. He's coming up with a few really, really important frags in these last couple of minutes. Gets that kill on Mirrorlin. And indeed, they're doing the Dignitas-style bib and push. And Shintaz has been Ubered. Gets that kill on X-Fane. And the point's being blocked for a considerable amount of time. He's going for another. He's fully buffed. Gets Ari. Really, really nice work. And there's just the demo man there, Looper. I'd be surprised if Shintaz didn't challenge him, considering his... he's does go for the kill, but gets taken down instead. And then you see the sad face in the chat and the slightly unsure, nervous face. And Shintaz saying, "I hate you, Looper." All love and war, love and games and war. And so FB having to fall out from what they thought was going to be their point, and again showing perhaps the individual deathmatching skills of IDK, being able to turn that around with that quick-thinking Uber from Shintaz, and Shintaz's kill on the medic. So Shintaz carrying for that middle, and IDK already rolling into that left-hand yard as you look towards second point. They're again electing to go in through the left-hand side. They're going up top this time, so watch up top. And an FB soldier has seen. He's gone to look, and Leon is on. It's a soldier fight by that health pack. Leon does take down Cube, but he goes down in the process. And now we see three down for IDK, two down for FB. And FB, coming through the Z connector, have managed to force the Ruba only wide with F2, so they're going to have to fall out. FB know where they are, and Ari goes down to Shintaz. Shintaz dominating, showing his skills. And we've got the demo man coming in, Looper, combining on Y with X-Fane to get that kill. And F2 has had to fall back to middle. He's getting some backup now from his soldiers, but there's two scouts there. So F2 will probably manage to hold this point. Although, having said that, now IDK are moving in with Uber. They're on the point. Merlin's got it. Just needs to be sure of where that scout is, Shintaz, who's been causing him all those problems. But we've seen the soldier go aggressive. X-Fane goes aggressive. There's a scout behind as well, Shintaz. But Merlin's used his Uber, trying to kill that jumping scout. That was JH doing a bit of a tumble dance, but both scouts importantly going down for IDK, and FB will be able to breathe a bit of a sigh of relief because those two scouts have been doing some fantastic work. If you press tab, you can see they're both on 40 points apiece, a bit ahead of Extremer and the two soldiers for IDK, so it's really, really important to get those down. Jimmy?
They got 3 minutes left right now. They got a scout down. They cannot afford to get into one of these stalemate battles right now. They just got to go for it.
Yeah, well, Leon goes down there. The important thing there was that IDK had a massive Uber advantage, well, at least 30 to 40%. Fishu going down as well. So Leon and Fishu down. FB not managing to get any kills in that in the face of that IDK
Uber.
Oh,
they're backcapping on the right there.
And they're backcapping. Really, really nice call there, Torden. Thank you very much. And they are going in. Merlin has Uber now. And, of course, IDK are completely locked out at this point. They can't get back in. Looper's sticking it up. They're going to try and come in through small door, or at least X-Fane is, Extremer is, but he cuts back up from a soldier. Extremer goes down, and FB have managed to get this cap. Cube goes down as well.
Wow.
Two big kills there. And IDK have managed to turn their fortunes around with three frags, but Looper and Fishu combining, and there is Shintaz left to try and defend this point, make that Shintaz and Y, but Y is on 53 health, so he hasn't got the skills to be able to do too much with that low HP. Leon has spawned, make that four spawn now for IDK, and Merlin's got a ferociously charged Uber while F2 is down. F2 does spawn, and he's going to start charging pretty much immediately. There you go.
So you have to basically push straight away.
Going to have to lemmings this. If you're not au fait with the term lemmings, it's basically where you just continually throw yourself at the enemy. Shintaz has gone engineer, so if he can, he might try and get a sentry up. IDK already on the back foot, though, as FB push in. Quite isolated. Leon's going to go down here. Make that three down, exactly what FB didn't want, and both scouts go down from Looper. Looper here trying to do some damage, but against the medic and demo. Having said that, he does get the kill. So Looper doing really, really well there, picking up three frags, but he's on the back foot. Now there's a scout going through. Ari on the right-hand side. Has anyone seen him? Well, he's not going to be able to do too much against two soldiers and the medic. So F2 with 95% Uber. This looks like he's just going to hold out. IDK looking pretty set here for the granary win. And of course, progressing on to try and take on Gorge and take that ETF to our Season 7 title. But not before FB. Even push back in, but as I said, F2 has this Ubered straight back in, and there's a scout desperately trying to do some damage. He goes down. X-Fane managed to get inside the IDK base without being noticed. Came in, thought he might try and get some cheeky kills on that point, but IDK were watching. Ari just got a kill on JH, perhaps going to see some desperado attack here, but Extremer with those stickies comes in and shuts him down. And IDK again pushing in. Merlin going down to Shintaz, and Shintaz getting a second onto Looper, so really, really nice work from Shintaz again. And Leon going for Extremer, but shut down straight away by Y. And Cube gets the scout kill on Fishu. There's 10 seconds left. IDK getting some capping power on that second, and it's GG to IDK. That was a pretty impressive game, and I think FB will be disappointed, won't they, would you say, Jimmy, to lose that fourth round, so quickly.
Yeah, it kind of all went downhill for them after the pause, didn't it? I don't know if that's a mental thing or whatever, but I thought they had the edge in the first 10 minutes or so. Merlin was getting all the right heals, but yeah, fell to pieces. And so IDK, 3 points, 1-3 to go. Yep. All theirs for the taking.
They're halfway there. I mean, going to make me sound like an old man, but it's not really that long ago, of course, that they were fighting Rocket to get promoted up to Division 1, and here they are just two seasons later fighting to take the title. So it's been a pretty rapid rise to fame. Torden, give us your thoughts on what you think IDK did right there, because I mean, you could say that maybe FB mucked it up slightly, but on the other hand, several players for IDK really stepped up to the mark there and got some impressive kills. Do you think that was a call, or was it just sheer determination?
I think that was shared determination, definitely. I think Shintas, in many ways, saved their game there. He won the middle round. He had a very, very important back cap going earlier. He defended the last cap there and secured the 3-1. So I think it was down to the scouts. And I think while Y and Cube had some periodical good clutch kills jumping at him, the overall the heavy group seemed very hesitant and just not that impressive, to be honest.
Yeah, it was interesting. As we sort of said, the heavies, aside from Extreme, the two soldiers, I should say, for IDK are often cited as being slightly more, slightly less impressive, if I put it nicely. They are, of course, excellent, excellent players, but compared to Extreme and Shintaz JH combo, it's hard not to be seen as amazing. But yeah, so would you say, Torden, your MVP vote for Granary was Shintaz?
Well, first I'd like to point out that their tactics is made so that the scouts and demo will shine more. The soldiers are doing very important jobs, but in this game in particular, they didn't show it much. And in my opinion, Shintas was the one that led them to victory.
Yeah. Jimmy, how about your votes for an MVP?
I really like the adjustment that IDK made on middle. Obviously, for the first couple of rounds, Y was just executing those simple jumps and putting FB off kilter, so he gets consideration. But in the final couple of middles, the IDK scouts, Shintaz and JH, just started double-teaming down the left and overwhelming Fishy. So I think I'm going to give co-MVP to those two scouts.
Yeah, I think I'd probably agree. Shintaz, I mean, just showing the dynamic skills he has with that sniper kills on the end, just sort of adding insult to injury when he got that. And I think I would definitely agree that it was probably the IDK scouts that turned the tide of the battle for them, considering how close it had been. Before we begin to talk about Gorge, if it's possible, Barbel, could we just get a quick update on the TCM TLR game? We know that they won 5-0 on Freight.
Yeah.
The next map, could you just give us a bit of an update?
TCM just won both points in like 2 minutes and 17 seconds, so TLR is at the moment attacking their first point, but it doesn't look so good at the moment. I think they'll probably defend it. There's 1 minute left now on the counter, and TCM is still 5 up.
Yeah, but that's a phenomenally fast time there to cap both points.
They have less than a minute now to cap the first and the last point, so if they do it, I'll be impressed, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
So probably the first round goes to TCM.
Yeah, but obviously very interesting. They'll be hoping that FB can repeat their success on Dignitas on this map by getting the draw. We are going live now, so we haven't set up time to talk about Gorge. Sorry, Babel.
Indeed, TLR just managed to get the first point and have now 20 seconds left to cut the second point. But TCM just respawned 5-1, so it's... I doubt that they'll take it, but that would be impressive.
That would be hugely impressive. Right, let's quickly talk about Gorge. Thank you very, very much, Bell, for that update. Very much appreciated. Good luck, have funds being exchanged. Jimmy, you've done a lot of research for this map. Tell me, what do you think IDK are going to put in place? We can see they've got two engies. Do you think we're going to see some impressive double engie, or is it just a single engie?
It's probably just to upgrade the teleporter and things like that, but you never know, might see something new from them. But it looks like they're opting to defend that little lobby area, which is pretty standard. Probably will bail from the first yard area pretty quickly. But what I'll be interested to see is, you know, we saw, who was it, Xerox, have a huge sniper game on this last time we casted. I can't remember how you had, like, 18 headshots or something like that, but they still didn't get any wins. People talk about sniper's play being so important, but you've got to translate that utility play into wins, so it's all about getting it right.
Definitely, thank you very much for that. Yeah, as you can see, Shintaz is still playing NG, and JH, interestingly, not choosing to snipe, although Fishu is, and of course, if you know anything about JH, you'll know that he is an awesome sniper, so it's an interesting decision to see him staying as scout. We have got FB moving in, they've taken that yard, of course. Many teams now not opting to defend that, and they are running a heavy. Ari is playing heavy, so they're moving into that lobby area where there is the sentry, and... The Uber's being forced. Mirrorlin using that Uber and Looper taking it down pretty quickly. So FB can move straight in. The second century going up quickly, and IDK have counter-rubered, pushing in hard, and Looper goes down as a consequence. The sentry's there, and Ari's holding that right-hand side, trying to put some spam on, doesn't manage to, and Leon goes down as well. Cube goes down in return, but IDK losing only one, looking very solid in this defense of CP1. Ari managing to try and do some damage on that scout. Not enough to kill him, though. And FB switching their attack now, moving up onto that right-hand side. Fishy trying to get a snipe, not being able to get a pick, though. And, of course, the all-important picks are what can turn the tide in this defence. But Shintao's building the sentry up. Level 3 now. He's got a dispenser as well, so he can get some metal nice and easily. And FB again have switched. They're now on the right-hand side as you look towards spawn from CP1, and they've managed to get in. Uber hasn't been forcing that awkward choke point. Fisher does go down, but the dispenser goes down, so X-Fan will be pleased with those points. But no Uber's triggered as of yet. Should be about to go down, and Mirrolin goes down, as does F2. So both medics go down there with Uber. Extraordinary turn of events, and IDK managing to hold their ground. Although, having said that, JH goes down, as does Extreme, as does Y, as does Shintaz. Massive work there from Ari and Leon and X-Fane, all pulling together there to get some kills. Really, really nice work, and it's just F2 alive. He can't charge that Uber, so Mirrolin, with all his players there on that capture point, has already got about a 25% advantage, and if IDK can roll, if FB can roll straight on, could see a fairly fast time here. Only 4 minutes of the map gone, and that would be quite impressive. Jimmy, what do you think?
That was actually quite a shocking turn of events, because that first defense was excellent, where FB Uber didn't got nothing apart from down the sentry gun and not the NG. So I was quite surprised to see him do that. But FB did the right thing pushing the flank, so all credit to them.
Yeah, Shintaz has set up a cheeky little sentry, which he has now destroyed, just as I was about to point it out. So FB moving in here. IDK F2's on 70% Uber. They've gone into the top, and the teleporter exit going down there. Shintaz perhaps trying to be cheeky. And FB have moved in. They're up top now, looking to push in. Shintaz now setting up the sentry. Level 2 on the last, on the bottom by middle, by the second point. FB have Ubered in, and Looper doesn't manage to get the sentry. He got far too far away from Mirrolin, and the sentry goes down now. Leon does what Looper should have, but it's too late. Ari dropped down to try and get that sentry, and as a result, he gets caught. So does X-Fane, and so does Leon. They all go down.
All down.
It's, apart from Looper, who went down very, very quickly, all down for FB, so it's hardly the ideal push. Torden, you saw that firsthand. Why did IDK win and FB fail then?
Well, IDK did a smart move in staying inside of by their spawn there, buying time to get the Uber. And FB did a big mistake in getting all their people on the point there. What they really should do is to get one person capping and lure the other team down to try and defend it. What they did is they all jumped down and they quarried there and became sitting ducks for an Uber attack.
Yeah, definitely. That point is very hard. I've just noticed that I think it's Mirrolin has switched to crits. It is Mirrolin. He switched to crits. Fishy going down there to JH with his Kukai gun. And FB have moved into the left-hand side. Managed to get a kill, but three down now to all the heavies for FB. That's hardly perfect, and Ari has switched to Engineer to try and get some teleporters to get up faster and to hold that ground. But IDK looking very strong in this defense. FB got nowhere with that crit, and it was a nice idea, but they didn't even manage to attack IDK. Dispenser going down for Ari, so he's not having much luck as NG. And even though FB are there, although having said that, he does have the teleporter, so teleporters back up. Q managing to get that kill onto Looper, so FB are going to have to wait before they can push. Mirrolin is still using the crit, so he does have a bit of an advantage, but obviously with Leon with Looper down, it's going to be hard to push in, and indeed they are
pushing in from the top left there.
They now are pushing in, and Extremer getting the kill on Looper. No crits kills yet. Extremer doing a really nice work, getting a double kill on X-Fane and Looper, so that push from FB absolutely nullified, and IDK now pushing back in with their regular Uber. Soldier there doing a nice job, gets that sentry, that's Cube, gets another frag. He doesn't get another frag, and he needs to be careful that he doesn't get cleaned up here, which he does. Looper manages to kill, and the teleporter exit goes down, so that's a big important move there for IDK. He stops those FB players from getting back to the battlefront battle line so quickly. But already Mirrolin is on 80% Uber, managed to stay alive there. Really, really nice. And Fishu has gone sniper. So Looper needs to stay alive. He keeps dying before these pushes. And we are seeing a sniper battle, or we should do, between JH and Fishu. Be interesting to see. But the crits has charged and popped. And FB really not doing anything with it. Fishu going down to JH, and FB have actually not even gone into the vicinity of the point yet, so really, really bad crits from them. And F2 has again got Uber because he hasn't gone down with those crits, and they really need to reevaluate if that crits is working. Leon goes down, and IDK looking in a very, very strong position on this defense, looking to push out perhaps with this Uber and continue to set FB back, destroy that teleporter, etc. Ari is persisting. He's still got the teleporter, so Leon's there, back up onto the battlefront, and just as IDK push, he might be able to get a quick ninja frag, doesn't manage to, and Q takes down Ari, and Leon's finished off. IDK pushing out, using this Uber advantage to make sure that FB can't attack within at least the next 30 seconds or so. Jimmy, what are you going to add?
Yeah, IDK are just reading what FB are doing perfectly, and those crits trick pot shots just isn't going to work. You have to establish some kind of position, some kind of foothold, but just absolutely
crits
nothing.
Crits coming in now, sorry to interrupt you there, but Looper coming in, not managing to get any kills, and I think the server's just paused.
It's a pass, yeah.
Which might suggest that they do get this point somehow. Looking at it at the moment, it would seem kind of hard because Looper hasn't used his crits particularly effectively. He's only got 39% left, Mirrolin. Of course, that will go very, very quickly, and hasn't even managed to get the sentry. So I don't know quite what will happen, but considering where they're attacking, it would seem like FB do get this point in perhaps quite a slow time. They won't be happy with the three failed attacks on last.
I think that's as well as to add as what I was saying about IDK reading the offense perfectly. It's not just that, you see a lot of teams do that and do that well, but then kind of wait for the other team to come onto them. But you know, they're pushing out into that main area and jumping right on top of them. So yeah, FB are all over the place right now. I can't see how they win it from this position.
It would seem very, very hard. So of course, stay tuned, because it's going to be interesting to see how they manage to get some kills. I can't see how they would do it. As Fisher's switched back to scout, so a possible sniper pick there doesn't seem possible.
Maybe Barbel has an update.
Yes, sorry. Good point. Yeah, Barbel, can you give us a bit of an update?
The second round, TLR managed to cap both points in actually 5 minutes, so it's quite likely that they'll be able to defend both points in five, I guess. TCM just pushed for the first time, but didn't manage to use the Uber efficiently and failed to push. And now they're back to zero.
Yeah, that's interesting, of course, because correct me if I'm wrong, Jimmy, but I'm pretty sure. But if TCM get 4 points and IDK only get three, i.e., if they lose this, draw this map, then we would have to lose this map. Then we would see a three-team tie at the top of Division One.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if TCM are heading for 1 point on Gorge, that makes 4 points, and that means they finish on 33, which is what Dignitas are at right now. And actually, with this map not being finished, IDK are on 33 points right now with this map left to play.
So yeah, as we see, IDK looking strong here. But if FB do manage to get this point, which judging from the pause they would, it'll be interesting to see now. Of course, IDK switching to the attack, and they've probably got a reasonable amount of time to attack this. But FB, with their well-renowned teamwork, might be able to put up an interesting defense at this point, and we could see a three-team tie, which would, of course, mean more games to cover. More fun for ETF to play.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it? Don't forget, guys, that they paused mid-round on Granary, so maybe they do the same thing again on this. We have to wait and see.
Anyways, the FB attack time is going quite slow, and IDK should be able to, even if FB gets the point now, IDK should be able to take that point relatively easy.
We are back live now. Looper,
three kills.
There we go. Three kills. Sentry gun goes down from Looper, and it happened in such a flurry. We weren't perhaps ready for the pause, but there we go. Ari's got a sentry up, manages to take down Y, and he's only had one left. And awesome. I don't even know how that happened. Ari gets a kill on Y. X-Fane kills F2. I can't even see. It was Fishu killed Extrema, Looper killed JH, X-Fane killed Shintaz, and Leon killed Shintaz, Shintaz Sentry, or something like that.
I think we can we should just credit Ares awesome sentry there. Say that made the difference.
If you didn't see, he managed to get in at the top where a lot of teams attack and where indeed FB had managed to fail their attack and get a sentry, and that actually got one or two kills, which was pretty amazing considering you would expect most teams to spot that kill. But as we said, we thought that pause would have come from FB winning a round, but we couldn't see how they would do it. And literally, that we want to watch on the demo because unpause, kill, and the round went to FB. So nice work from there.
It was good. I suppose that was the first time that they caught IDK off guard without Uber, so maybe that's enough.
Yeah.
So that's a 7-minute time, then. That's not going to be easy to hold.
No, and Fisher as well, very, very high ping. He's playing NG. Perhaps that's probably a wise choice considering his ping. But, well, having said that, his sentry just disappeared for me.
I got to point out the sentry on the back there. It's Gorse has very short spawn times, particularly for blue, but also for red. And some teams use the heavy to establish a main base when they attacked last there, but the sentry was very, very interesting.
Interestingly, sorry to cut across you. We are seeing Shint as a spy, JH as a sniper, perhaps trying to get a kill on Ari, who is playing heavy. Both demo men did go down, but both have spawned back, and the teams are moving in now with Uber. IDK on the right-hand side as you look towards spawn, and the sentry goes down without the IDK having to Uber, so FB not doing a brilliant job at forcing that spam there, and FB have indeed had to use their Uber, so they're trying to push in here. X-Fane is trying to force that Uber. He does, very, very low, well, flying through the air, should get taken down now. And he does, Q with that shotgun. And although Fishy has managed to get a sentry up, merely indeed getting an Ubersaw kill and the sentry going down, FB have had to fall out of this point. And the difference there seemed to be that IDK just managed to get in and take out that sentry without even using Uber. Jimmy, that's a pretty massive error on FB's part, surely.
Yeah, definitely. They get that way too easy. And even watching Shintaz, that was a big part of it. He caught Looper off guard in the base as spy and actually revolvered him down. It did give Merlin an Ubersaw hit, but yeah, quite surprising.
I didn't see that.
Wow.
Interesting.
TCM just managed to cap the last point in the last 5 seconds. So I guess it's
two maps for TCM.
So that does mean, of course, TCM pick up 6 points. It's the best they could do. They've now got to hope that FB put up a stunning defense here for a pretty large time of 5 minutes on this attack, or else we do see IDK take the first round in Gorge after that long pause. Apologies again for that. Nothing we could do. JH is sniping, looking to get a pick. An Extrema there. The Uber's triggered. They push in against that heavy. JH goes down, and the counter Uber comes in. Mirlin Ubering Ari. Ari's setting himself up in that doorway, raining down spam. IDK haven't yet managed to actually get near the point, so good work from them. And Y does go down. He's got a 5-second spawn, so they're going to have to wait for him to come back. They have, however, got into themselves into a good position. IDK, that is, up top, waiting to attack again. And Mirlin on 27%, F2 a bit ahead of him, nearly on 50. And that's charging very fast. I wonder, is he using crits? No, he isn't. He's just low health soldiers charging nice and quick. But yeah, Ari doing some really nice work there. Is heavy. JH is perhaps going to need to try and pick him off if he can and enable IDK to get in without that constant spam raining down on them. Of course, Fishu is NG, and Mirlin does have his Uber. Well, he's fake called he has his Uber. I can see the sniper dot very close to his head, and JH getting a bit unlucky there that he didn't get that kill. But both teams now do actually have Uber, and we're seeing lots of spam going in on that main door. IDK forcing themselves in, but the Uber's already gone in. Y coming in, taking down Leon on that right-hand side, and the sentry should go down in a second if Y can reload. Hasn't managed to. That's a massive error from his part. Why going down in return? And FB only losing... well, having said that, they only lost Leon, but now they've lost X-Fane and Looper as well from some scout work there from Shintaz.
Oh.
Mirlin goes down as well, some cube work from Cube. And Shintaz again coming up huge. Gets that kill on Ari. Now it's just the sentry. JH getting a no-scope on Looper, and he's hiding by that column on the ground floor by that sentry. Q comes in and Extrema comes in, and it's all up to X-Fane now to try and defend this point against three IDK players plus the medic. He's not going to stand much chance, but Looper's having another try. He's come in, gets one kill, doesn't manage to kill Q, and IDK take the first round on Gorge. Pretty impressive attack there, even though at the one point it did look like it was failing. Why not getting that sentry?
Yeah, that was the wrong decision from Wire right there, to try and take that sentry with the rockets. I mean, not only did he fail to get it, but even if he did, it wouldn't have made any difference, really. But it just goes to show that it's more important to get Uber in and get out alive than it is to like try and win the whole point with that one Uber push. And IDK played that perfectly right there.
Yeah,
FB,
again, it was
got caught off guard.
Again, it was just after the Ubers are triggered, and that's the most crucial thing. You see, with a lot of teams, they focus hugely on getting that Uber in, but then as soon as it's out, as soon as the Uber's over, often lose a bit of focus. And when they're falling out, that's when the team that's got the sharpest attention span manages to pick up some kills, and that's what alters the shape of the push. If you can get in and force your Uber, but you lose three or four players as you fall out, you know, your push has been pretty much useless, and that's something that a lot of teams I often see need to work on. But now we're back, FB again defending, trying to set the defense time. IDK pushing again. Shintaz going NG. Perhaps going to set up a cheeky sentry, which he has here on that left-hand side. Maybe catch someone off guard. Jimmy, sorry.
You could just see the difference. The way that IDK attacked B was so fluent compared to... even though Y made that wrong decision, he was so fluent compared to what FB did. So IDK should be very confident here.
I've got to point out their push there. Also, Extremer didn't... he wasn't with main attack, and he got... he got a necessary death there as well to the heavy. It seemed very, very disorganized. I think a lot of that attack was down to the scout's individual ability.
Yeah, I do the commentating, I'm flying around just to try and catch as much as possible instead of being narrow in first-person view. And I was watching those two guys. It was Extremer and one of the other soldiers. It would have been Cube. And they were standing in the main door, and I thought, well, surely they're going to Uber in a second. And then I realised that Y had, in fact, Ubered in on their right-hand side. So it's interesting that Extremer was just sort of given free rein to put stickies down on that point. And as Torden rightfully pointed out, he got that kill on Ari, which is, of course, crucial. Now we see IDK going in for that second attack. They have got Cube as a spy and Shinta as a sniper. Interesting that JH isn't playing sniper. Oh, yes, he is. So they've got two snipers. And there we go. The Ubers pop for FB, but it's not in time to save Ari, who goes down to the cruel sniping of Shintaz. Shintaz getting another headshot onto Looper. Looper's having to fall back. And IDK already looking quite dominant. They haven't used their Uber, and FB falling quite far back. Cube goes down to some nice rocket work from X-Fane, but why getting the dispenser and the sentry, showing that he can do it, as contrary to last round, and now going aggressive. IDK going aggressive. Fisher goes down. Extremer goes down in return, and Ari's come up to put some spam on. IDK on that right, on that center area. Ari on that right-hand side, and Leon has gone down as well. JH now finally down after doing some nice sniper work, and from a very good position. IDK perhaps need to be careful here, they don't let it slip. They are now going aggressive. The Uber's popped, and hugely going aggressive there. Y gets the Fishu, and he gets Looper. Mirrorlin, though, manages to finish him off without Ubersaw hit, and he's going to come to Ari now with Uber, heavy, sitting on that point, and it's Extremer versus Ari. Extremer, of course, one of the best demo men in Europe, but against the 300, well, HP, he doesn't manage to stay alive, though. Mirrorlin missed that Uber, distracted by that scout, and he has now Ubered. Who is that? X-Fane? No, it's Leon. Gets blasted up with some stickies from Extremer.
Wow.
And Mirrorlin now going down, some aggressive scout work from JH. And FB sort of all over the place. They had that advantage there when Mirrorlin had Uber, but missing it on Ari was huge. So, sorry, Jimmy.
That would have made all the difference, because FB were doing really, really well there. They were at the mercy to those two snipers on the right flank from FB's perspective, but they sent both soldiers over there to deal with both of them. So they were playing everything right until Merlin missed that Uber on Airy.
Yeah, it's really disappointing. He'll be here annoyed with him. That I know he's constantly striving to get better. And X-Fan goes down. He was running around with the equalizer in the base, trying to get back. He was very, very low on health, of course. That's why he was using the equalizer. But
Uber's in.
Coming in. Extremer now taking down the sentry, and an unfortunate upgrade time there for Fishu. Sentry was upgrading, did no damage. Looper goes down as well now, and the sentry and the dispenser. Y cleaning up again. Fishu manages to take out Extremer, but Y finishes off Fishu. X-Fane coming in now, and Leon. Soldiers have something different to say. Ari goes down in the process, but there's three alive for IDK, for FB, sorry. Cube and Leon going down together, trying to get each other. And there's a medic now, F2 going down on the point, trying to get X-Fane. But Looper luckily manages to come in and save him, because X-Fane's actually quite low. He's getting heals now, but looked a bit shaky. So lucky escape there for X-Fane.
That was a good attempt from him, IDK. to push early and hard. I like that. Nice flank as well.
They had that crucial Libra advantage because, of course, Merlin went down to JH. But now we see that FB have got their full Uber. It'll be interesting to see whether they choose to push because, of course, IDK in this position weren't afraid of using their Uber. They've got a massive Uber advantage here. F2's only on 15%, so they've got an 85% Uber advantage. And when IDK were in this position, as we said, they came in and... they use this Uber to force them out. Extrema comes in, trying to go suicidal while that Uber builds, and forces it. He forced the Uber. There's a soldier sneakily hanging back. That's X-Fane coming in now. Does a rocket jump. Unlucky that he timed it just a few seconds before the medic came in. But he gets Cube. He's against a sniper and a medic. And Shintaz with the no-scope kill onto X-Fane. But it's interesting that they didn't manage to push a bit more cohesively as a team there because they had a massive advantage. Either way, IDK not slow to capitalize on that, and they are putting some stickies in. Extreme are putting some stickies in with Y. And Y's coming in now, perhaps going for a second sentry kill. He's not even close at the moment. He's lost half his rockets. Doesn't manage to get it, though, and the Uber's popped. IDK all over this point. Got a soldier there, a demo there, and Y goes down. So does F2, so good defensive work from FB. This demo man needs to go down. Mirrolin is frantically running away from those rolling pipes. Shintaz comes in with his second no-scope kill on X-Fane. He's still alive, Mirrolin manages to stay alive there. Good dodging from Extrema. Extrema will be raging a bit there that he didn't manage to hit those pipes. And IDK managing somehow not to quite get that push. Y again trying to go for that sentry. Needs to perhaps learn from his mistakes and leave that job to X-Fane. But either way, Mirrolin now with 100% Uber. If they pushed, FB pushed here. IDK are perilously close and... FB could probably cause some serious delay. There is, of course, now 2 minutes left. Not 2 minutes left. We're setting the time here, not countering against the clock. So IDK, having captained 2 minutes, they're being slowed down here. But X-Fane goes down. Shintaz gained that sniper pick. All important. And F2 now on 95% Uber. Needs to heal his soldiers, which he is doing. And he should push in any second, really. Fishu low. X-Fane still down. And Mirrolin goes down there. Shintaz gained that vital pick. And IDK can push in. Delayed use of Uber. And Ari goes down. That heavy goes down. So they've got no advantage there, FB. FB going to get cleaned up here, as they do. And there's very one nice soldier left. Is X-Fane, after getting picked, does manage to get that kill on F2, but it's not enough. And that was really a perfect execution. 5 minutes 26 even. So not perhaps as fast as we saw TCM doing in 2 minutes, something it was, as Barbel said, but still a very, very consistent attack there, showing some impressive teamwork there, Jimmy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Shintaz seemed to be missing shots onto Ari. I was just thinking, but it almost seemed like... FB kind of got used to Shintaz being there and missing. All it takes is that one headshot. They just put no pressure on him, really. There's a little bit of spam, but not nearly enough concerted effort on him to shut him down.
Yeah, slightly remarkable turn of events there. You would think that, of course, Shintaz, known for his scouting, he's not half a bad sniper either. So FB learning a harsh lesson there, not to leave Shintaz unattended. And so we are now setting up FB having to attack this second point in Gorge now, and IDK win the first round. They did, didn't they? IDK won the first one. I always forget and Gorge.
Final basically goes down to these 5.5 minutes. If they can defend it, they win the division. If they don't, they'll get second.
Yeah, really nice point from Torden there. It does all come down to these 5 minutes and 26 seconds. IDK have the title within their sights. They just have to defend, and it's all up to FB now to try and cap this time in faster, cause a draw, and give a three-way tie. X-Fane going down first, not a good start. Uber comes in, Looper manages to get that Shintaz sentry gun down. Hasn't got anyone else yet though, and Ari goes down in the process. Looper coming up and cleans Shintaz, so no sentry going up soon. And Extreme goes get a shot on, but Looper going to go down from that counter Uber from F2. IDK pushing forward hard. Fishu goes down. And FB really need to be careful here that they don't get absolutely cleaned out and having to start literally from scratch. But F2 now on 10% Uber, Mirrolin on 50, nearly 60% now, and they've managed to move in. FB, that is, on that right-hand side, undeterred by any of IDK. Centurion goes down, and Dispenser for Shinta. So FB clear on this point, except for that scout on that nagging left-hand side who's doing some damage. He's still under the point. He's making really good use of that health pack under the point, and he finally goes down. It was JH there, and we see FB on this point, times five. There is some aggressive work here. Now White going in aggressive, trying to get a kill on Merlin, and he does force the Uber, so it's interesting. FB need to push here and try and use this Uber to get some kills, but it's going to run out before they can do. Looper just spotting Extrema straight in front of him, and he's not going to challenge him. And the interesting thing here is now F2 is on 90% Uber. Shintaz goes down, but if F2 is going to push now, which with Extrema, which he could well do, and block this cap, which he's tried to push, doesn't manage to block the cap. But if he can get some kills here, a lot of FB are low, RE is low, so is Mirrolin, so is Fishu, then they could slow up this FB attack majorly. In this in the end, deciding to fall out, probably the wise decision, and they get that FB managed to take out Shintaz's cheeky teleporter again, but IDK looking reasonably strong here. 3 minutes 25.
Jesus Christ.
Bite on the edge of your seat.
Just close your eyes, Bite.
What about the sound? I can just hear the sound. I can hear it from your voice.
Oh dear, well, anyway, here we go. Comes in. Looper coming in for that sentry. He's only level 2, so it's going to go down. F2 gets the kill on Leon. And IDK really need to stay alive here. They've counter-Ubered, and they're cleaning up. Looper goes down. Extrema gets that kill on Ari, and there's a scout on that point. Q manages to clean up, and JH doing some invaluable sniper work there, forcing the FB guys to fall out. They have still kept their Mirrolin alive, so they do have about a 30% Uber advantage. Really, really important if Mirrolin stays alive. And Fishu has gone spy, so watch Fishu here. We could see another, was it Reveral Extreme against Spa versus Broda?
Yes, indeed. I got to point out, I'm seeing, looking at, I'm spectating F2. He's been quite cautious now, but there's been a lot of points there where FB could have utilized a spy.
Interesting. Well, Fishu has gone spy now, so F2 will need to watch himself. Yeah, playing very far back by that spawn, but he has got Uber now. Fishu going down. Not a great start for this FB push. Need to keep everyone alive. And FB putting some pressure on. They are at top. Yep, that's right. I'm just checking there, sorry. And they are at top, but of course, FB, F2 with this Uber. And Extrema, we saw in the first round of Gorge, manages to get two kills when they push from top, but they haven't. FB have pushed from bottom. Looper taking out that sentry, all important. And IDK counter Ubering. JH does get that one kill on X-Vane, but Extrema cleaning up. Two quick kills from him in rapid succession, and FB three down. Medix is still alive, so they do have a chance, but they need to stay disciplined and stay together as a team. Looper has come in. I think I saw some blue stickies there. Doesn't manage to get any kills, though, and IDK still got six up. Cuban Extrema quite low, but F2 is alive and full health to heal them up, and that important Spencer there from Shintaz is going to provide ammo for the IDK heavies on that top left-hand corner, and Extrema again setting up. There is now 1 minute and 5 seconds for IDK to hold on and take the ETF2L Season 7 title as best team in Europe, in ETF2L at least. I know Bite will probably dispute that. But FB now, 60 seconds to do this to BTCM's saviour. And Mirrolin is charging quite quickly. He's now on 90%, but F2's already got his Uber. They're opting to switch for a right-hand side attack now. FB coming in on the right-hand side, but IDK know where they are. Extrema putting some stickies down, and the Uber gets popped quite early. IDK really need to hold this Uber, but they've triggered it early anyway. Looper gets the sentry, but there's a few isolated players, and Leon goes down. IDK really need to stay together here, as do FB. FB gets that kill on Y, and JH goes down. Could we see a turn-up for the books here? Looper goes down. And Mirrolin trying to get the Uber sword. F2 goes down as well. It's really, really even here. There's a capture.
Come on! Kill him! Kill him, for Christ's sake!
Sorry, not JH.
Oh my god.
Division 1 title championship going to IDK. I don't know. Congratulations all round there. Very, very tense. FB throwing all caution to the wind and just jumping on that point, and there was a second. kept a cool head just about, recharged his stickies, and took him down and... That was close. So IDK are your champions. Now stay around, guys, because we are going to get people in for interviews. That was a great, great game. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did. And I thank you to my co-casters. We are going to get interviews to talk about that game, of course. And it will be really interesting to hear from a player's perspective. But before they get on and before they try and persuade us that they were the best player, let's quickly talk about Man of the Map for Gorge. Torden, who do you think really, really shone for you there?
A bit more difficult to say this one, but I think JH's sniping was what made the big difference. He got a lot of important headshots as FP were trying to push in and making people weak. Also, I was very impressed by Extremer's defensive skills there. He just kept staying alive and doing damage.
Yeah, we are getting IDK people joining the server.
I think, yeah, I agree with that. Extremer played very well there, in particular in that I think it was the second round first offense, the way that he was forcing those over is just kind of textbook stuff. So easy, he made it look so easy, but makes all the difference when it comes down to who's winning.
Yeah!
Yeah, we have got four IDK players in the server, of course. Guys, we are just going to have to quickly move ourselves into the main channel. So everybody move yourselves into the main channel quickly so you can hear these interviews. Quickly now, just do it.
It's fucking ridiculous, really, guys.
And I don't know who that was, sorry.
No, that is murder.
That is murder.
Yeah.
Why is Mirror? Wait, who is?
And we are the champions.
If we can just stop that music for a moment.
Move that
as
fucking asshole.
Congratulations, IDK. That was hugely impressive. It was pretty close at the end. I think you'll be the first to admit that. But, of course, it doesn't matter. You are the winners. So, ladies and gentlemen, on ETF2L Radio, I do present to you your ETF2L Season 7 champions. Thank you very much for joining us for the interview. With my co-casters here, Jimmy and Torden, would be really interested to get your perspective on the game. Quick question for me. We'll start with Granary, of course, because that was the first map. We were sort of watching and we thought, IDK, you seem very, very defensive. Your pushes were slow. You were quite a few moments where you were holding middle, FB were holding yard, and you were just waiting patiently. No aggression. Was that because you were nervous about the game?
Hell yeah.
You didn't want to throw it away?
We're shitting ourselves. Constantly
okay.
Reminded what we're about to win.
By who?
Fucking red headphones, you know.
I painted my room to match my new headphones.
Congratulations, yep. That was why they're an Extremer, the one who sounds like Batman.
I'm not Batman.
You guys were very cautious. Could you expand a little bit more on that? You said, you know, you obviously were nervous, but how much were you literally saying, come on, guys, we can't push until we get a kill, or one of them makes a mistake, or is that how you normally play, but just being really, really focused for this one match?
I think it was the opposite. I mean, we tried the initial pushes on the left side, and they pretty much failed because of some missed calls, and we were more cautious because we didn't want another failure, and yeah. Then we actually went without Uber when they had Uber, and we died, and again we feared
to
push again.
I just want to make a comment about fight between me and Extremer. it was really awesome when somebody from my team told Extremer is very weak. Kill him.
Well,
do a one shot, Myrlin. Do a one shot.
Well, if you haven't gone for me, I mean, you would have died either way. So
yes, we are of course talking about that Ubersaw versus Sticky Grenade.
I fucking shat myself when he hit me.
Extremer had everyone at the same time. Just fucking kill him.
We were of course Yeah, I was screaming, thinking, you know, could FB do this and give us a three-way tie for Division 1? Of course, that would have been very exciting from our perspective, but probably not from yours. I think you just wanted to get the title in the bag. So, as I keep saying, congratulations for that. Let's continue on Granary. We've got FB people here, of course.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
You took the first round. It was a really, really impressive display, actually. You're on the back foot. As we were just talking, IDK were very, very cautious, and then you managed to get all the way back and take that first round. And you must have been really buoyed by that in terms of confidence, because a lot of people had said you were the underdogs for this. I mean, how important was that first round for you?
Well, the first round, first of all, took a lot of time. I think it took about 10 or 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
15 minutes, yeah.
I think we even lost Midoriya and we got back pushed all the way. But somehow we managed to get back our second point. And from then on, I think we just got the confidence, you know, like we can take the round, and we did.
Yeah, it was very, very impressive. We, you know, in the commentary team were really excited because we thought, you know, IDK obviously had it all to lose, really. So we knew they were going to have to up their game a bit. So we knew we were in for something exciting, especially with half the map gone already. And then it all seemed to turn after that pause. I mean, Fishy, you disconnected there. I mean, you're kicking your
ISP there. Yeah, shout out to Virgin Media, guys. Do not ever purchase the ISP. It's fucking dire. My God. Seriously, tomorrow, I'm going to fucking destroy them on the phone. I swear to God. I'm in TF2! Division 1! Yeah.
You cost me an ETFL Division 1 title!
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah, you
gutted, but yeah.
I want to know, guys. I want to know, Extremer. Did you guys, like, you know, it was 1-1 going into that pause. Did you guys have a little team talk in the couple of minutes you had in that pause? You at the time and completely, say, "Let's calm down."
It was completely silent. You know,
and then
Slick was watching the German TV.
Yeah,
and he was taking
out of nowhere. Slick was just like, "Yeah, fucking do it." And it must have been Slick's words that, you know, pushed us further to win.
It reminds me, I told everyone earlier, I remember not long ago, of course, that it was you guys fighting against Rocket to try and get into Division 1, and here you are, champions of it. But I remember being told at post-game there that Augie, literally, I think you had a pause again, it might have been, or midway through that game, you were on Badlands and Rocket were leading you, and Augie literally said, "Come the F on, guys, we can do this," and it spurred you on. So Slick filling in for Augie there, who is, of course, in Australia, so doing the motivational role. But then it was that one round, wasn't it, that you absolutely rolled. How did you guys do it? Because we saw Extremer going up top, trying to get out of the way of the spam. Did you guys literally just say, "Let's go really, really aggressive"?
Well, basically, I just stand on top and spam stickies, and everyone else just goes aggressive because they don't need to protect me. So, yeah, that's our tactic.
Yeah, well, I mean, it certainly worked. You got all six down for FB with you, and you just piled straight on in. And from there, although FB tried with some last-dash pushes, they couldn't get back in. And so it was really that, because it was 2-1 beforehand. You managed to get one round, and then you got that third. And from that moment, it looked to be put beyond doubt. You guys were playing very, very well. Unless Jimmy or Torn, you have any questions you'd like to ask?
I got one to IDK. Did you get any reports on the TCM versus TLR game while you were playing?
Well, we knew that they won the first round because I was talking to my brother through the pause, and he was just like, "TLR, no, TCM won the first map. You better up your fucking game."
Did you hear that they won both maps?
No, we only just heard that about 5 minutes ago.
Right.
Yeah, we had
Byte coming on here and watching the last minutes of it. And
he's gone quiet. I see. He's pretty angry.
I think he was quite excited when.
Byte, how was your ass in the last 30 seconds of that gorge?
They won versus TLR with 5 seconds on the clock or something, so they got the good of the watch themselves.
Yeah, so it was very, very tense, and Byte was made a quick appearance just to sort of spur FB on. Of course, FB going out of Byte's good books. But anyway,
let's, we already were.
let's move on now to Gorge, because of course you guys IDK won that map, but all it needed was IDK to draw the game overall for them to miss out on that top spot. So FB, let's talk to you guys. Were you having a bit of a mid match discussion, saying, "Come on, guys, Gorge, let's do this. Let's do it for TCM. Let's stop IDK from getting the championship." Did you give yourself a bit of prep?
Not really. We play them.
We planned on getting some points possibly, and ending at least 6th or 7th. But you know, it's not over now. But I just want to say that on the first round, I DC'd and lost my SG, my TP, my dispenser on first. Completely destroyed it, but it's fine. Yeah, GG and congrats, guys, as well, by the way. I'm glad.
I did spot that. I was specking your defense, and then I saw your teleport, your teleporter and your sentry literally just blow up, and I was like, well, Fishy's playing. Well, he was playing NG, still is, but his stuff's gone. So, yeah. Virgin Media, again, the plight of FB, and perhaps IDK Slick has got a good word in with someone at Virgin Media.
Yeah, we paid them.
No, I'm just sending a thank you letter at the minute, but it was nothing prior to the match.
I still expect those 200 extra euros on my account, extremely.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, let's talk a bit about Gorge. I mean, IDK, you obviously won both rounds. The first round... Jimmy, feel free to step in with questions here, because my memory is already going hazy on the first round. But yeah, I mean, it was quite close. From what I remember, there were various times when the Ubers perhaps weren't used quite as effectively as possible. And then, say, for IDK, F2 in particular did a fantastic job of continually using the Uber advantage he had on Mirrolin, who was using crits, to continually force that defense, force the offense, sorry, of FB back. I mean, why did you guys, FB, try to use the crits? Because it didn't seem to particularly pay off.
One of the great ideas of Mirrolin. No, we were just using the crits. We've seen it work a lot of times. It just didn't work out. Extremer had very annoying stickies, and just the general cover was really good. I mean, it's also not very practical against a sniper on the opposite side of the point, so...
Yeah, my memory's coming back to me now, and I remember that push in, and Extremer managed to kill Leon and Looper when you guys tried to push in. And, of course, that's when the Gorge pause happened. Just when Looper came in with crits, and it looked for certain... like you guys weren't going to get the point. You hadn't made any kills. There was about 35% Uber left for crits. So obviously about 2 seconds before he was gone, and there were no kills. And then the pause happened, and then it came back, and literally there was a flurry of kills. I mean, that pause, well, it didn't affect you, but for us, we were just wondering how the hell you managed to turn it around in that push. I mean, can you remember what happened? Did you just literally start calling targets, or...?
I don't know exactly what you're referring to be honest.
Oh, right. Well, midway through Gorge, there was that pause.
Yeah.
And it was the attack before it. You managed to capture the final point in your first round of offense.
No.
And when the pause happened, obviously because we're delayed, you were midway through your attack on last. And from our perspective, you were midway through using your crits, and nobody had gone down. And we thought, well, they must have paused because they've won the round, but how did they manage to turn it around? And so when the game resumed, we literally saw you guys get 4 or 5 kills in half a second, and I was having to look through console to see where they came from because they happened so quickly. But did you suddenly decide on that final push to call targets, or how did you rectify that push compared to the same crits push that you'd done 2 times earlier but it hadn't worked?
Well, I think Ari was NG at that point as well, and that sort of forced IDK to push out from time to time. So we had the crits, and they had to push out on the sentry and the teleporter, and we sort of used that to gain some distance while they used their Uber, basically. So I think it took us a while, though, like 2 or 3 times, but on the third time or so, we... had this crits advantage while they had just attacked us, filled with the Uber to kill our medic. And, well, I think Looper went in and just absolutely destroyed them.
Yeah, I mean, let's So let's get IDK's perspective as well. I mean, that first round, you were defending it very, very well. F2 in particular, you were really using the Uber nicely to hold FB up. And then that Uber came in. When you were then turned to offense, you had, I think it was it 5 or 6 minutes, maybe even 7 to attack. Were you feeling confident? Did you feel you could do it?
Well, obviously, it's...
Is anyone from IDK here?
What? It's IDK's job.
What happened?
Listen up.
I'm just getting the champagne out, that's why. Spraying it around their rooms.
I was just asking. You guys managed to hold FB up quite nicely, and then they did manage on that third Kritzkrieg push in the first half of Gorge to get the cap. Were you guys at all nervous at that stage? You know, your defence had looked pretty solid, and then they got a rush of kills at the very end. Were you nervous going into the second push, the second half of your first defensive push on Gorge?
Not really.
We're more frustrated that we lost it.
We were playing PCWs with TCM Dignitas on it, and we were winning. Our offense was really good, so the time was 7 minutes or something on defense, so we were pretty confident we could make it.
Yeah, of course, that would be an interesting thing to talk about, how much you guys have practiced Gorge, because you've been the team, really, that's upset some of the other top teams in terms of practicing some of the slightly more obscure maps. No pun intended. Well, yeah, there you go. And getting some surprise wins. Of course, that pun, Dignitas, was where you picked up an astonishing 6 points. How much have you practiced Gorge? Have you spent a lot of time looking at demos or thinking about sentry positions or what have you?
No, we weren't really changing our tactics. I mean, we just fought to ourselves that it's not about tactics on guard, but it's more about experience and, you know, knowing spots by players. And we've been using the same tactics pretty much from the beginning of doing it, since the first one-night cup on it that we lost to Raz, I think. And then we just, you know, TCM wanted to practice this as well because they had the ETF 12 matches, so we had nice opponents to practice against.
Yeah, definitely. You showed that your teamwork paid off. You had some good combination. Obviously, JH's sniping threat was very, very important throughout, and I don't think he really looked too challenged. Shintaz as well, that reminds me, got that kill on Ari in one of your pushes that I think won you the round.
On Merlin.
Really, really important. On Merlin, yeah. Jimmy, perhaps you want to take over with a question there.
Yeah, I was just kind of surprised. I remember calling it. It seemed like FB got used to Shintaz sniping rather than putting pressure on him, because you did miss a fair few, but then you got that key couple of kills and just won it. I mean, you guys seem to stick to the utility play better than FB. Fisher, you went spy a couple of times. I noticed it didn't quite work out. Was that just feel unlucky on that, or...?
Frustrated. JH would always rinse me. It's a score, sorry, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, when you went spy.
I'm not sure how he saw me. I guess he heard me or something.
He got me.
And that was... a GG, really. I was just seen, and that was it, dead straight away.
I don't even know how he got you most of the time. The only every single time that I was there, JH would shout, "Spy, spy, spy!" If he wasn't there, you would have had me about 3 times.
And Fisher would be like, "How the fuck does he know? How does he know where I am?"
Cheater!
There we go, ETF2L anti-cheat team.
It was...
We have a latest demo to watch.
It was Virgin Media, indeed. I think.
Blame it on Virgin Media.
I will.
There you go.
Bastards.
And going away from the game for a minute, I mean, just to like Shintaz or Hura Cube, you know, you guys started the season with basically drawing your way through week 2 to week 6, like lots of 3-3s. I mean, did you guys ever, when did it become a reality? Did you think that, yeah, we can go on and win this? Or, you know, did you start the season thinking, oh, let's just have fun? How did it all take shape?
Well, we didn't really expect to be on top, like absolute top, before the season. Our team like formed from Coolmix that played ladder before the season, so we're like, okay, let's have fun, let's just, you know, let's be ballers, like JH says, and we kind of drew the first matches, but then we're like, okay, the other teams are losing and drawing as well, so maybe we can beat Dignitas in this match, if Shintaz wants to play, okay, and we did it, and yeah, we're here.
Played.
Just should say, yeah, that's probably about as many questions as our listeners can bear to hear. I mean, I think that was Bite there, wasn't it? I mean,
was indeed. Congrats, IDK.
Can't stand to hear too much more.
Hello, Bite.
Hey guys, well done on the title. There you go.
bitter words if I ever heard them. I know, Bytes.
I want to personally thank Byte for Obscure because we had 6 points in this season on this map. It's awesome.
It's a great map, by the way.
Nah, well done anyway. Well done for winning the title.
What was your score again, Byte?
4. Oh, I explain.
What was the score, dude? Come on.
What?
To your match with the TLR.
5-0 on Freight and 2-0 on Gorge.
For you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Mike by getting his late night munchies there.
Yeah, it was all right.
Anyway,
it was very close, but it could be pointed out that RDK, amongst the three top teams, RDK managed to steal the most points throughout the season. I think one comment on Kadred pointed out that RDK got 9 points out of those two matches, and TCM and Dignitas both got 4 points.
Yep, exactly, and that's the big difference. If you look over there at the table, as Jimmy pointed out, there were four games where RDK drew, crucially winning one map, losing another, but it was the points that they took from those that have amassed, really, and the lack of draws, which is what's cost Dignitas comparatively and TCM, I think, the title.
The game that cost us, actually, Dave, was Bash capping last on Gullywash with 10 seconds remaining, and it was, and he made it to all. That's what where we lost our points, if you wanted to know.
Well, there you go. That's something to be bitter over, hate Bash some more, finish Rage, etc. Anyway, I think we should probably conclude it all up. The demo for this the VOD is going to be very, very long, of course. We've had a great time this evening. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks, of course. Let's go out to... Yeah, sorry, Tom.
Sorry for interrupting, but I'd like to point out also that Pentia Special Tech played this evening, and they drew both maps, which means that Broder is going to Division 1 for sure.
Congratulations,
Congrats, Torden.
Well done.
Of course, be very happy.
Finding a chance to big yourself up, are you, Torden?
Says you, Shinta.
What is
that? Yeah, Divine! Cheat LAN.
How about the IDK Pink match? How did that end?
Does anyone care? I certainly don't.
IDK won. IDK pink won.
Ah, yes!
There you go. IDK all round.
Where are we then? 8th? 7th?
Joe, you're dead.
Oh, but
and on that note, it's a good time to bring the show to an end. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks, of course, must go out to ETF2L and, of course, the FB server for cleaning, for providing the servers that we use. Thank you very, very much to those guys. And of course, thank you for those people who've been watching on the stream, which of course has been provided by Level Up. Thank you very much to NVC and Hycleary for operating that. And thanks again to Barbel for stepping in, giving us those invaluable TCM, TLR game updates. Thank you again to my co-hosters, Jimmy Breeze and Torden. It's been an absolute blast. And thank you for watching. Of course, IDK, your ETF2L Season 7 champions. Congratulations and good night.
Congratulations.
We're gonna see you next season, guys.
Yep, see you next season.
Nah, we're going to fold now and, you know, leave on a high note.